Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I go into Thy Word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this Thy Word, Father, to give us greater understanding of this Word so that we will not be deceived by those that are teaching things, Father, that are contrary to this Word. Always keep us in the truth, in strength and power of Yours, so that we can grow in faith and we can grow stronger and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And fathers, we prepare this evening for communion. We ask, Father, that if there is anything that we have done that has been error or unpleasing to Your sight, we are asking for forgiveness, Father, so that we can be partakers of this communion, Father. And you remember our Lord and Savior as we should. And we ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. If you've got everything ready, we know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. When He'd given thanks, He'd break it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So take your bread. Get your cup. Now after the same manner also, He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And we thank the Lord our God for this, that we can remember each time we are together of the pain and the suffering the Lord Jesus Christ went through for us. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study. And once again, Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. And we do so in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Now we're going to be in chapter 7. And here in verse 1, so then said the high priest, are these things so? Well, you know, and we went through 5 and 6 this morning, and we know that Stephen, one of the first deacons of the church, had been taken and had been stoned to death. Now here in 7, they're setting him up for stoning, what you do in 6. Here in 7, we're going to hear some of Stephen's defense, and also we will be seeing what happens with him if we get that far. Chapter 7, it's got 60 verses. Now, here in this first verse, the things that's being told to the high priest and all, and they've got Stephen there questioning and all, and he's asking Stephen now, then said the high priest, are these things so? And he said, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory prepared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Now, we see, as this great high priest here questions Stephen, we see Stephen begin to answer them there. It says, God spoke to Abraham in Ur before he moved to Haran. And the theme of Stephen's speech concerns Israel's repeated rejection of God's messengers, despite God's grace, using primarily Joseph and Moses. Stephen shows how Israel rejected first their own brother, Joseph, then Moses as the deliverer, and later Moses as the God-appointed leader. It was the Sanhedrin and the nation, not Stephen, who blasphemed Moses and the law. Stephen, though indirected, suggestion shows that Christ has been rejected like Joseph and Moses. Such rebellion is not a characteristic of God's redeemed people. You know, 400 years is the round number used to express the 430 years in Egypt. That's how long they were in captivity. And then when God brought them out and used Moses as their leader to take them to the promised land, they could do nothing, only murmur and complain. And a trip that should have taken no more than 11 days, they was 40 years making that trip because of their complaining and murmuring. And God kept them going round and round and round that mountain because they didn't know where they were going to start with. But now, and he gave them everything they needed. They got short of food and all. He fed them with manna from heaven. All they had to do is go out every morning and pick it up, gather it in for that day. But then they was in a place where there was no water. But he gave them water out of a rock. And it was enough water for all of them, plus all of their animals. But just like today, mankind today is rejecting the truth of God's word. And they're looking for places to go that has the name church. But what they are doing is standing and telling stories and tales and leading people to believe a lot of things that is actually in contrast to the truth of God's word. You say, now, Pastor, that don't sound right. Well, I agree with you. It don't sound good. Nor does it sound right, because it should not be. But it is. And at my age, I have watched the fall of the church. Because what most of you that were listen to this message don't really know, because most of you are too young and you was not around at that time. But there was a time when all of the churches right here in the county where we live, they was basically two Protestant churches. For a good many years of my early years in a Catholic church. And it really didn't matter which one of the Protestant churches you went to, because they all talked the same thing. They all taught you the Word of God as it is written. They didn't take and twist and turn it and add to it and take away from it to make it say things they wanted it to say. And they all baptized the same way. They all baptized in Jesus' name. Because you see, that is the way you are to be baptized. And there is a reason for that. But a lot of our churches today don't baptize that way. They baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And they tell you that that's the way it should be, because that's the way Jesus sent his disciples out there in Matthew. He did. Yes. But you see, he had a reason for that also. because he was still here on this earth and everybody was still under the law, and that's the way John baptized at that time. And he was going according to the time that man was at. But from the beginning of the church age, on the day of Pentecost, which you, as we started the book of Acts, and the Holy Spirit was sent back that day to mankind in the upper room and baptized that 120 there. But he was also sent back for all that become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter come out of that upper room that day and preached one of the strongest sermons recorded in the Bible. And at the end of that service, those that were listening asking, what must we do? He told them, go and repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And until you fulfill that plan of salvation, now, in this day and time, you're not going to make heaven your home. You go on and believe the things that are contrary if you want to, because it's your choice. But when you do, and you follow these that are teaching contrary to the Word of God, you're going to wind up with your seat in hell and end up at the great white throne judgment of being cast into that lake of fire, along with hell and Satan and all of his demons and everyone that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's his word, not mine. And I haven't added to it or taken away anything from it to make it say anything different than what it says in this book. But so many, they do not want to walk straight. You see, we have that group that teaches you can be a believer in Jesus. You can believe that he was born to the Virgin Mary, and he wasn't, you can believe he was the Son of God and all. And you can ask him for forgiveness and get forgiveness. And you can live every day just as you had been living. Same old thing as your old life. No. That is not according to the Word of God. Cannot do it. And make heaven your home. Now verse 6. Take that back, verse 5. And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. Now you see, 6, and God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil 400 years. And they did. Actually, it was 430, but to use a round number, it's just 400. Now, 7. And the nation to whom they shall be in bondage will I judge, said God. And after that shall they come forth and serve me in this place. He warned them about what was going to happen because of their sinful ways. And it happened just like he told them. Because you see, God does not lie. He does not break his word. And he does not change. And when he makes a promise, he will keep that promise for those that are his. Now, 8. And it gave him the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the 8th day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs, and the patriarchs moved with envy. They sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. They sold their brother into Egypt. Well, they sold him, actually, to some that was coming through, that in return, they sold him then too. They're in Egypt. We know that Joseph ended up being jailed for something he had not done. Spent years in jail, something he had not done because of the Pharaoh's daughter, or wife rather, that accused him of something he had not done. But God was with him. That's why I keep telling you, regardless of what we face here on this earth, if we hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God, they are right there with us, and they will give us the strength and the comfort to go through whatever we have to face. And when we get through it and come out the other side, we are a lot better off. We're a lot stronger. Our faith is stronger. We have more knowledge. And everything is working better than in our lives, just as it did Joseph. Because, you see, God brought him out of that jail. He ended up being second in command in Egypt. And ended up taking care of his father and his brothers and the family. And delivered him out of all his afflictions. And gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. He ended up being over all of Pharaoh's house and Egypt, second in command. Only the king had more authority than him. 11. Now there came a drought over all the land of Egypt, and Canaan in great affliction, and our fathers found no sinners, or no substitute, rather, 12. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. That was his, Joseph's brothers, the soldiers. Now they've been sent to Egypt because they're out of food. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brother, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. 75 souls that Joseph sent for, that were hungry and out of food where they were at. He sent for them so he could care for them. 15. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died. Jacob died in Egypt, he and our fathers, and were carried over into Shechem and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham, for a sum of money of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. 18. Till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. Got another little problem here. Joseph has, because the king that put him where he was, he's gone now. And there's been another rise that really didn't know Joseph. 19. The same dealt subtilly and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end they might not live. You see, he's the one who was bringing them under bondage. Now, in which time Moses was born, and was exceedingly fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. We know that Moses was put in a basket that had been fixed to be put into the water, trying to save him, which worked, because Pharaoh, even this new one, his daughter found him and took him to raise him as own son. 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. You see, he was raised as an Egyptian. He was schooled as an Egyptian and as of a royal family. Now, and when he was fully 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brother, the children of Israel, and seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. He killed this Egyptian that was abusing one of the Jewish men. 25. For he supposed his brother would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. When God first sent him there to bring them out of bondage, they didn't want him. They was rejecting him. And the next day, he showed himself to them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren. Why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? For God did. But they not, right now they're not listening to that. 28. Will thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? See, now they're accusing me. 29. Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian. He is now a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him. 32. Saying, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and dost not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, place where thou standest is holy ground. The Lord is now talking with him. 34. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come I will send thee into Egypt. Now, he's wanting to send Moses into Egypt. Moses is now 80 years old. This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of an angel which appeared to him in a bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. Now, this is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in Mount Sinai, with our fathers who received the lively article to give unto us. 39. To whom our fathers would not obey, thrust him from them, and in their hearts turn back again into Egypt, saying, unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us, for as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wrought not what is become of him. He was in that mountain longer than they thought he should be. And now, you see, they're looking for something else. And they're rejecting the God that sent Moses there to deliver them here. Now, and they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifices unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. They've turned from God, because Moses was in the mountain talking with God longer than what they figured he should be. When they were hollering, they didn't know what had happened to them. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophet, O ye house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrificed by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your God, Raphael, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Joshua into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David. 46. Who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. 47. But Solomon built him a house. 48. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. 49. Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? 50. Has not my hand made all these things? He letting them know exactly who he is and his power. 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. He's getting on them now pretty good, isn't he? 52. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? You see, they wasn't even keeping the Mosaic law, let alone following Jesus as he told them to do. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. This is Stephen. See, I told you we was going to get into finding out after them, your question, what happened to them. Now, '57. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. This Saul ended up being the Apostle Paul. But at this time, he was against Jesus too. He was bringing them back from where he'd find them, to jail and to be killed, because they were believers in Jesus and were being his followers. He's standing there giving his voice and agreeing with the death now of Stephen. And they laid the clothes at his feet. 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. How many that will hear this message today could do what Stephen done here? Being stoned to death, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Asking for forgiveness for them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He died. He was gone. We've got so many today that believe that they are saved, believe they are Christians, that is walking out here lost and undone and on their way to hell if they don't straighten up and go back to the Lord Jesus Christ in truth and sincerity and ask for forgiveness and be forgiven and then perform the rest of that plan of salvation, getting into the truth of God's word, finding them a place that will teach them the truth instead of things that are contrary to the word of God. Not just standing and telling them stories and using verses here and there that they had taken and taken things out of and added things to make them say different things than what God said with them. And that's happening in an awful lot of our churches today. And if you don't think so, get you something in the Bible that is true and go in and sit down with some of them and tell them, you know, this is the way it should be, and see if they don't ask you to leave. They don't want to hear it. No, that's not the way it is. No, no. I've been taught now all these years. Yes, they have. They've been taught wrong all the years. And they don't want to listen to the Word of God. This Bible, this holy Bible out there, is truth. It is the promises of Almighty God. He does not lie. He cannot lie because He is God. He made the promises and He will keep them. But you have got to be His. But He'll help you get there to be His. He told you how to do it. We've covered that several times tonight on how to become that born-again child of the living God. You repent of your sins. You go to Jesus and you tell Him, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, I want You to forgive all my sins. Those that I remember, Father, and those that I don't remember. But You know of them. Lord, forgive them. And Lord, I want to serve You the rest of my life. Come into my life, Lord. Take it over. Make it Yours. And He will. And then as you study His Word, you go and you are baptized. You're not baptized for repentance. You're baptized to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You put on His death and His burial and His resurrection. And as the Word tells you, you walk in newness. Because you're not the same anymore. You are new. And then you receive that gift of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God that brings that anointing upon you and will guide you in the ways for you to live, to go in the things that you should be as you're sharing with others. Because you see, everyone that is born into the family of God is to talk to others about the gospel. And you find you a church. The Word tells you, find you a church that is teaching the truth. And become a part of it and that family and work with them as they work with and for the Lord our God. That's what it's about. And if you're going to make heaven your home, that's the way it has to be. I want you to think about these things. Because I don't want to see none lost. You see, once we become that child of God, we become as Jesus. We don't want to see no one lost. We know there's going to be more lost than saved. Because the Bible tells us so. But it's not because that's what we want to see. So we want to help as many as we can. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close Your Word this evening, I thank You for that Word, Father. I thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I'm praying for those that are in my heart and those that will listen to this message. Father, those that are in my heart that has been a part of this ministry, has listened to the teaching of this ministry. Brother Kenny Powers, Brother Dennis Lee, Brother James Taylor, Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for Courtney and Shane, Father, this couple that's in need of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives so they can get their lives straightened out. Father, for Daryl, Debbie, for Sue Branson, for my wife, myself, Father, to all of those in Brandenburg in that nursing home, Father, touch them all. And for your saints, wherever they are in the world, Holy Spirit, keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Father, Israel, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, I pray, Father, that they all will come out from the Mosaic law and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land in which we live, Father, filled with so much evil because of those that are sitting in our high offices, that is filled with evil, that has brought this evil upon this land and the people, teaching and calling things that are good evil and things that are evil good, and leading people to become able to believe in things they want accepted as being good that is actually an abomination unto you. They put it out that homosexuality is just an alternate lifestyle. Nothing wrong with it. Father, we know your word said it is an abomination unto you. Nothing right about it at all. I pray for these people to be removed from office and replaced by those that are walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord Jesus. The church and your people in this land, and that will work with us and help us to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed and put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as we separate for this evening and tonight, keep us all in health. Keep us safe through the night. The Holy Spirit work with our families, because we all have family members that are lost. Pray for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and each member of our family. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great night, all. Walk with God and he'll walk with you. Good night.